السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Today we discuss Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a khatib. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivering khutbas, waaz, nasihat, addressing the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in different halat, different situations. So this addressing and this giving waaz and nasihat, this was a hukam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, wa'idhhum, that advise them, admonish them, address them, وَقُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا, and say to them, teach them with regards to themselves with eloquent speech. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's speeches, they are a mu'jiza, they are a miracle. There's nothing short of a miracle in the speeches of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we have to look at it, in today's times, if a person has to address people, if he has to speak, then the presidents of countries, etc., when they have to give a speech, so those speeches are prepared for them. Then it's doctored, proper language, where they must stop, where they must pause, how they must say a certain phrase. Then they themselves, they have to practice it. So much of preparation goes into delivering that one speech. So many people are involved in delivering, you know, in preparing that speech, and then the president himself, he has to deliver it after much preparation, etc. But if you look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's khutbas, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's speeches, spontaneous, on the spur of the moment. Something happened, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to address the situation. No prior preparation, no rehearsals, no window dressing, nothing of the sort. But all those presidents and all those kings and prime ministers who may have given speeches with so much of preparation, etc., ask yourself, where are those speeches today? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spontaneous, he has to address large crowds. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every word that he has spoken, it is preserved. And if that wasn't enough to prove it as a miracle, as a mu'jiza, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never had any formal education. No formal education. To say that, no, he went for some speech therapy and he attended some university and there he learned how to address people in different situations, in different halat. Nothing of the sort. In fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called Nabiyil Ummi, the unlettered prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look at the speeches of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are getting a little taste. We are doing those one khutbas we did over the Saturday nights. Last night we did one khutbah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is plus minus 10,000 occasions when he addressed Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Different nasihat, sometime prohibitions, sometime information of certain commands. Sometime Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving advices. 10,000. And must remember, the first 13 years there was hardly anything. Because that was 13 years in Makkah Sharif, it was mainly Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inviting towards Iman. And in the first 3 years was even less. Because for the first 3 years Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preaching very, very secretly. After the third year of Nubuwwat, then he was given the command to now preach openly. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivers that first khutbah on the Mount of Safa when he had gathered everybody. And then throughout Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, and most of it in Medina Sharif, plus minus 10,000. And each one is documented with a chain. This is the beauty of our religion, that everything has got a sanad. Everything has got a chain that will reach Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam to prove 100% authenticity. Word for word, word for word, what Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, it is recorded. And then Nabi, that is one mu'jiza, right? The other mu'jiza is, look at the eloquence of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the balagha of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words that he chose. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not use a word just because that word came to his mind. No, every word was chosen for a reason. That word was used. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's speech, jawami'ul kalim. Like in English they say, an ocean in a teacup. An ocean in a teacup, that is an understatement if we have to use it to describe Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's waaz and nasihat. Because you take one hadith, how much of commentary written on those ahadith. Sometimes it is a short, just three sentences, but the commentary on that goes into pages and pages and pages. There is one kitab, it's called Mishkat Sharif, right? It's a hadith kitab. The author of Mishkat Sharif, he has taken different ahadith, some ahadith from Bukhari Sharif, some from Muslim Sharif, from the other Siha Sitta, the other, you know, authentic hadith kitabs, and he has made his own kitab Mishkat Sharif. Now on that Mishkat Sharif is a big kitab, nice big kitab, about this thick kitab. Now different scholars of hadith, they have written commentaries on that. Each hadith they have taken, they unpacked it and they've given an explanation. There is one commentary to Mishkat Sharif that is called Mirqat. If I'm not mistaken, it goes into about 12 or 13 volumes. Then there is one, is called Mazair-e-Haq, that is an Urdu commentary. That goes into 5 volumes. There is another one called Ta'liq-us-Sabi, if I'm not mistaken. That one also goes into about 10 volumes. And remember, Mishkat Sharif is not like it's Bukhari Sharif or something. And there's so much of commentary written on that. Now if there's so much of commentary written on that, can you then imagine how much of commentary is written on Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif and Tirmizi Sharif and all those kitabs? Now if you look at the hadith, short, one line, two line. But the commentary on that. So this was Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mu'jiza. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, he mentioned in one hadith sharif that I have been granted this ability to put, as we say, the ocean in the teacup. Then if we look at Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way of addressing, his way of delivering the khutbah, in different halat, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam would address the Sahaba differently. And every time Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, it had the desired effect. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's waaz, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nasihat, this wasn't just words. My Shaykh Hazrat Mohammad Patel Sahib Naun Barakatum, he explains, he says that how come when the mashayikh speak, the akabirin, when they speak, it has such an effect. And sometimes you will get people speaking and speaking and speaking, but it doesn't really have the desired effect. So he explains that our elders, our seniors, our akabirin, they make a lot of effort on themselves. There is tahajjud, there is tawbah, there is istighfar, there is ishraq, there is awabin, there is duha, there is tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikr, fighting the nafs. All that, now that generates noor within the heart. All that generates noor within the heart. So then when they speak, then those words, they come out in a capsule of noor. And that noor is what enters the person's ears and then permeates the person's heart. That is why those words have an effect. But people like myself, it's just empty words. So you're speaking, but empty words. It doesn't really have an effect. It doesn't permeate the hearts because there's no noor behind it. It's not coming out in the capsule of noor. Now if the akabirin, the mashayikh and our elders, if their speech is coming out in a capsule of noor, then can you imagine Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's speech? One friend of mine, when I wasn't feeling well, so they said, no, don't waste time with all this antibiotic and that antibiotic. You must take this antibiotic here. It's a powerful one. You just need three and knock everything out. No, not long course. So imagine Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's speeches when he spoke. What effect it had. Like that sahabi radiallahu ta'ala who came and he was requesting zina. He said, no, I'll do everything but just give me permission to commit zina. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to him, just one sitting, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to him that, look, would you like it somebody commit zina with your mother, with your sister? He said, no. He said, now if you commit zina, isn't you going to be committing zina with somebody's mother, somebody's sister? Yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his Mubarak hand on his chest. Finish. The person says, even the thought of zina never came in my mind after that. Today a person is on drugs, person is got a problem with the, he's battling the bottle. He says battle of the bottle, can't get rid of, can't give up the drinking, or he can't give up the drugs, or whatever the addiction may be. The Arabs, who later on became Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were all drinkers, most of them. They would drink more wine than water. But it only took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell them one time. Only one time he told them that now this thing has been made haram. Finish. You never heard now, no, that somebody got withdrawal symptoms and somebody just can't give it up and somebody has to go for counseling and you have to call Alcoholics Anonymous and you need to have group therapy and all. Nothing of the sort. Everyone gave it up same time, finish. Gambling was in their blood. But when the ayat came prohibiting gambling, one time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to say it, finish. That's the end of it. No more gambling. So this was the mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's speech. What nuraniyat must have been coming out. That immediately just took effect, same time it affected the hearts and people gave up whatever haram they were doing.